Good morning, it's Pamela Ballantyne with you through until 12 o'clock on the U105 Mid-Morning Programme. And next weekend, Castlederg, usually fairly sleepy little town, apart from when you know where to go, is going to be transformed into the king of the castle. It's Dergfest. And to tell me more about it, I'm joined by Dave Doherty, director and co-founder of Dergfest, and also Cal Cather's lead singer of The Logues. Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hello, Pamela.
Hey, morning, Pamela.
Lovely to see you. Dave, tell me how long this Dergfest has been running now.
It's been running for 3 years. Basically, myself and three other publicans in the town decided we need a festival. So we had Shane Phelan in 2014 and we had UB40 last year. And this year, we've expanded to three nights. Now we're having a dance night with a load of DJs, including Dave Pearce from Radio 1. Then we're having Nathan Carter, Jim Devine on the Saturday night. And then the Sunday, we're going all the top Irish acts. So we've got the four of us. We have Ryan Sheridan, and from our own town, we have a couple of lads making it really big at the moment called The Logues.
Well, I mean, it always seems like a really good idea. I mean, you say it sounds so simple. Yeah, three of us from local pubs decided to have a festival. But then you've got to go about getting artists, getting acts together. You know, the likes of Shane Fallon and the likes of UB40 going and saying, yeah, come to Castlederg. And they're going, where?
That was the biggest challenge, was actually getting acts to come. And now it took us a long time and banging our head off a brick wall. And we had to call in a few favours here and there. But once the first year, we got Shane Phelan, which was great. Shane Phelan sold out three nights in Croke Park with Westlife. And then he was playing in Castlederg, you know. So it wasn't easy, but I don't know how we've done it, but I think we put on the wee sob story because we are a wee small town from the west of Ireland.
I know boys from your part of town, and the sob stories that they tell, you can pull at the heartstrings with the best of them.
It works, Pamela, you know.
Use whatever you've got in your armoury, that's what I say, Dave. And where does it all take place?
It takes down, we've actually got a recently restored the last few years down at the ruins of the old castle. It's a 12th century castle down there, and it's a lovely big green, and it's a really nice site. But as you say, we're going to transform it. We're going to rock a castle next weekend. It's all been up.
Now, Cal, Dave also has a vested interest in the band, and I believe he's your manager or something along those lines.
Yeah, Dave has taken us under his wing.
So if he couldn't get you a gig at Dergfest, nobody could.
Exactly, that would be pretty bad if we couldn't get a gig in our own town, wouldn't it?
So tell me, the Logues really are. You're getting up there.
We're doing our best. We're travelling around Ireland and we're getting overseas. And we had an album come out this year that did pretty well. So, yeah, it's onwards and upwards, yeah.
I mean, the music industry in Northern Ireland, it is fantastic. We have some brilliant local groups, but it's really hard to get that break. Are festivals like this really important to you?
Yeah, the festivals are a big one, actually, because it's your best chance of reaching the most amount of people, especially if you're doing original music, which is what we do, you know. There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a lot of paid work for original artists, for example, in Northern Ireland. So things like this are great, you know.
And where have you been gigging up till now?
Well, this is our 10th year on the road this year, which is kind of scary to believe. But for example, I'll give you an idea of this weekend. We're doing Dalriada Festival tomorrow. We're going to Dundalk tonight to play the Spirit Store. Mm-hmm. We're just doing an Irish tour basically at the moment. So
and just keep plugging away. But as
exactly.
You say, writing your own stuff as well. So you've got to give yourselves time to do the writing. And get it recorded. Where do you record?
We did the last album in Leitrim actually, and it's been good. Yeah,
keep plugging away.
Exactly.
And hope that somebody's out there will spot you and say, actually, we'd love you to headline Glastonbury next year.
Exactly. Well, that's
but you say no, I can't because I'm going to be doing Dergfest.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Dave, do you go around the festivals, or do you just how do you come up with the acts that are going to take part in Dergfest?
Okay, I've just always been really into live music myself, and as I say, this year because there's four different bars involved, and you know, I'll be very much into live music in my bar. Which is a townhouse in Castlederg, in case anyone wants to know. Guy across the road from me, he's got a small nightclub, MJ's Bar. He's really into DJs and stuff like that there. And then some of the other bars are in the country and stuff like that there. So it's just kind of four people working together. As I say, we're trying to appeal to everybody this year with the four different types of acts. And now, Ryan Sheridan coming. Now, I've been a massive Ryan Sheridan fan, so I was really excited about getting him. And he actually signed up with the same agency as the Logues are, AMA in Dublin. So that was how we were able to get Ryan down. And he was number one album in Ireland, his last album, and things like that, you know. So it's really exciting just to be involved in that. And you know, we'll be booking bands like that. You know, when you are from a wee small pub and you're booking one and two pieces for the weekend, they, you know, we'll be pulling in sort of big acts. It's a great thing to be a part of, you know.
Because it's also the infrastructure as well. I mean, you as the, you know, they're saying, you know, the Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. But then you've got to put them up and you've mm-hmm. got to look after them. I'm not just talking about the people who yeah. are coming, they can bring their tents. But, you know, you've got a big act who possibly needs to be well looked after and massaged.
We do, yeah. But you know, one of the things is the local community, since we've done this festival, they've really embraced it. Like last year, when we had to make up everything last year, it was just a day like today and we were up to our ankle in water and we put up a wee call on Facebook, you know, can people come out and give us a hand? And all these people just landed down in their wellies and we were carrying 6 foot barriers across a football pitch because it was too soft to drive anything on it. And also the local businesses in Castledeirg, because for 3 years we've applied for funding to different sources but we haven't been able to source any, you know. So just out by our bucket rattling, look, we're bringing this festival to town, and a lot of the businesses stuck their hand in their pocket and they'll give you an ad or they'll give you a billboard. And a lot of businesses, you know, that aren't actually going to directly benefit from it, but you know, they just, again, it's a small town, and maybe over the years with the history and stuff, we haven't always been seen favourably in the media, you know, but it's a great wee community and it's great to see people pulling together, and it has done wonders for the town, because part of this was born out of the recession and all our buyers were really suffering, you know, and we kind of thought, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to take it? Are we going to wait for somebody to come and help us? Or, you know, so that's how we kind of came together, was, you know, we're going to have to do something here. And we started off with running quizzes, and then it was a soapbox, and out of that then the Madness of a Festival came, and here we are in our third year. And we say this every year, usually the three of us or four of us will have a big fallout this week and hey, we're never doing it again. And then the euphoria of it afterwards, then we'll go, oh, what, who are we bringing next year? And it just kind of, that's how it happens, you know. So
it just gathers yeah. momentum. And how many people do you expect to come in and watch the gigs over the 3 days?
We'll be expecting sort of over the 3 days of 4,000 to 5,000 people coming on the Castledeirg, which is sort of more than its population, which is pretty good. And with a lot of things there, with one of the local coach companies is running bus packages, so basically no matter where you are in the north of West Ireland, he will come and get you and bring you to Derek Fest and leave you home and do bus packages. And it's
possibly not quite door to door, but close.
Very close. I'll drop you off at one of the nearest pubs. And it's not just about the festival too, like it is about, we are for business people, you know, so we want people to come in and after the festival come in and see you, because we do have pretty good pubs and hospitality in Castledeirg, you know, and anybody has come to the festival in the past has raved about it and has come back, you know. We have seen them, people, strangers coming back then throughout the year and coming into the restaurants and stuff like that. There goes to say, we've got some fantastic restaurants and things in Castledeirg too, and it's just over the years, it's just getting better and better, you know.
Well, Cael, you must have noticed the amount of festivals that there are springing up in and around, just in Northern Ireland itself,
exactly.
Never mind any further afield. I mean, it must be quite tough then to sort of keep the competition going, because you're all vying to try and get the same acts on and work it together.
That's true, but honestly, I mean, we do a lot of local festivals, and Derekfest is one of the best we've done, you know, and that's just that, you know.
And it's not because it's a hometown.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's really well organised and everything, so, yeah.
And when does it all kick off?
It's next weekend.
It kicks off next Friday. We have Dave Pearson, we have a couple of local DJs, Agnelli and Nelson there from Newton Irish, and then three or four other DJs, so that's all a dance night. And then the Saturday, the 23rd, we have Gareth Pritchard, Nathan Carter, Jim Devine, and then on the Sunday we have the four of us, Ryan Sheridan and the Logues. But we also, 3 out of 2, we have a load of local acts hitting the stage as well during the day and stuff we got there, because you know, it's one thing bringing in sort of these bigger stars from outside, and we are very lucky. The drummer and Nathan Carter's from Castledeirg, so that's how we were able to get Nathan, you know, because the same thing as trying to attack acts. We have these guys here now who are absolutely flying at the moment, but we have an awful lot of local talent too, so we give them a chance to get up on the big stage and play to the crowd, and you know, it's a great experience. I wish I was able to. I had absolutely monotone voices, people here today, so if you can't do it, you do the next best thing. But it's great to see the body cut, some of the local kids, and not even kids, some veterans, guys that probably years ago, if YouTube and Facebook and stuff would have been there, they probably would have made it, you know what I mean? But because we're from the West, that doesn't really happen, so it's great to see them getting their chance to get up on the big stage. And there's one or two local characters that everybody in Castledeirg will know, and they'll be really looking forward to seeing them rocking out over the weekend, you know.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you coming in today. The very best of luck with Derek Fest starts next weekend. Have a ball, and it would be rude not to play one of these tracks. I think you may have heard of this band called The Logues.
There we go.
And this is Better Man from the album. And the album I have beside me is Coming of Age, available now.
There
download,
you go.
Buy it, don't pirate it. Buy it. Listen, boys, thanks very much indeed.
Thank
very
you,
best
Viola.
Of luck with Derek Fest. Cheers.
I can show you.